Verse 16. Don't you realize that you are the temple of God? Because after his previous discussion about those who were causing division in the church, from that point onwards he addresses the one who had committed the sin of immorality, not explicitly yet, but indirectly, alluding to the corrupt lifestyle this person was leading and intensifying his sin by reminding him of the gift he had already received. Then he also shames everyone else, drawing from those same blessings they had received already. This is what he continually does, whether he's talking about things that will happen in the future or things that have already occurred, whether they are discouraging or uplifting. First, concerning future events, for the day will reveal it as it will be exposed by fire. Then, regarding things that have happened already, don't you realize that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God lives within you?